it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. And on the normally on Mondays at this time, we would take a time out to check of the economy and see what is happening monetarily with the country. But this Monday was a national holiday. And I knew that because some of the some of the deposits I had put in over the weekend took an extra whole day to clear. So it was very obvious the banks and everything else were shut down. David Fisher joins us. And David, it was funny because, you know, I run a small company, and like many, I had things that I needed to get payment out for, you know, costs, expenses and stuff. And, I got text messages from people on Tuesday saying, hey, how come it hasn't gone through? And I thought, huh, why isn't it? And oh, yeah, everything was closed on Monday. So that's the way it works sometimes. Anyway. Yeah. Happy New Year. We've got a new administration, new sheriff in town, so to speak, and the new top dog for them at the Treasury Department is going to be Janet Yellen. And I'm just curious, what do you make of that appointment? And is it something that the nation is going to be able to have a degree of comfort or reliability in? What's your take on where we're headed in terms of the new administration, and specifically as it affects Treasury?
Well, Janet Yellen's the salesperson for President Biden's economic policy. She's the new, going to be more than likely, the Treasury Secretary. And keep in mind, Janet Yellen was a previous Fed chairman who believed in quantitative easing. She believed in government spending. So what to expect? A lot more government spending, a lot more Fed spending. In fact, she went on to say in 2 days ago before the House Senate Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, excuse me, she said a couple things. He says, neither the president-elect nor I propose this belief without an appreciation for the country's debt burden. But right now, with interest rates at historic lows, the smartest thing we can do is act big. And the previous statement before that quote was she's saying we need to, you know, throw a lot of money in the economy. The thing that disturbs me the most is our largest Treasury note is a 20-year. She talked about, before Congress, we should start issuing 50-year notes, which means foreigners don't have enough incentive to hold our treasuries because we're not paying enough interest rate in through yields to hold a debt that we can't manage. So the fix is just create more debt with a longer term with a higher rate, which is saying we're just going to go farther into debt. So they think this is okay, obviously, by her statement. I don't think it's okay, because at some point in time, you know, you borrow something, you got to pay the debt back. Yeah, that's the way life works. But
well, I was just about to say, there's no way that you and I would ever be allowed to live that way. Oh, I'm sorry, we couldn't make the car payment. Can we have a Ferrari for and get twice the length of time that we get to pay it off?
Yeah, so I think in this, under this administration, in the next 4 years, we're going to see a major problem paying our debt, which will turn up in the devaluation of the dollar, which will cause metals to go up. That's why economists are saying 4 months ago, you're going to see a big downward turn in the dollar in 2020. In fact, that's one of the topics of an article. Here's this topic saying, will Biden extinguish the dollar? So the dollar's on fire going down, not on fire going up, on fire devaluing. So we're going to be watching the dollar real close and the debt of our government and the Fed debt these next 4 years.
Well, you mentioned the big guy. How do we think about 46 coming into office, and what will history say about his policies?
Well, I don't want to be too harsh on him. I think he's got a lot of challenges ahead of him. The country's divided. That's obvious. You know, his policies are quite different from President Trump. In fact, they're probably in most cases mirror opposite. Like the Keystone Pipeline, he's already signed the executive order that they're going to shut that down. President Obama rejected the permit in 2015. President Trump issued the permit in 2017, and now it's being rejected again. This is 830,000 barrels of oil a day coming from Canada, North Dakota, down to Texas and Louisiana for processing oil. This would make us oil independent and oil surplus against the rest of the world. So we're talking about revenue to our country and a lot of jobs, and he's going the other direction. So you're going to see a lot of the Green Deal coming, a lot of spending. We thought we had a lot of spending under President Trump. I think it's going to be more than double, somewhere around $10 trillion if he gets everything done that he wants to do. That's going to be horrendous for the debt structure and horrendous for the dollar.
Well, and given that, there's that means that we as individual investors need to play a lot more offense for our own well-being. And that starts with educating ourselves about what we have by way of investment and what we're trying to accomplish. And I'm just, you know, thinking this through, David, how should people be evaluating, what they're looking at by way of their portfolio right now?
Well, Jeremy Grantham, a longtime investor, said today in an article, we stand with a classic bubble, that the market isn't a bubble. We've moved past normal things. So now's the time to be diversified. So they're going to take care of our debt either by defaulting, inflating, or seizing your money. That's why you got to have gold or silver in your portfolio so that they can't seize your money and they can't inflate your money. You have a hedge against that, or if they devalue it, you're protected. So gold and silver is going to be a vital part of your portfolio. In fact, it might be one of the best investments in the next 4 or 5 years.
And you're still holding to what you said a couple of weeks ago, where you believe that metals are going to have another extraordinary year?
Absolutely. I think it's going to outperform stocks unless we see the Fed, quadruple or triple their balance sheet. Then, metals probably won't perform as much as stocks but I don't see that happening. I see them continuing their balance sheet, but I think precious metals are more undervalued and stocks are more overvalued, technically speaking and fundamentally. So that's why I think you're going to see a big movement in precious metals. And people outside of my industry who have nothing to do with gold or silver, don't own a gold or silver company. Economists are saying these things.
Yeah. Well, and so are the big national banks, right? So when you see national treasuries moving that direction, that's an indicator that the investors are going to be doing it soon, too.
Absolutely. Bank of America is calling for a big run in gold.
All right, friends, here's what you need to do right here at the beginning of 2021. You need to call David's firm. You need to get a financial blueprint scheduled so that they can help walk through what you've got invested and see how it's allocated and all that. And then you need to develop your strategy for how you're going to deal with the quantitative easing, the advancing of notes, and so forth, so that you don't lose your shirt in the process. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. Kevin McCullough coming right back.